This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, visiting with us is Mr. Ed Burday, the CEO and co-founder of RX.Health, the healthcare technology company born out of the Mount Sinai Health System. We're certainly looking forward to hearing about the company's flagship product, RX Universe. Mr. Burday, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Hey, thanks, Eric. It's great to be talking with you, and I'm so excited to share, you know, some of what we've been doing with RX.Health and Prescription Universe, or RX Universe, as we like to say. And I'll just take a moment to point out that we used to be known as Responsive Health, but recently relaunched the company as RX.Health to really capture the fact that we're the platform for prescribing digital medicine. I know we'll get into some of that as we talk through.
Most certainly, and thanks for bringing that up as well. So to kick things off today, tell us, what exactly is RX Universe?
Sure. You know, maybe we can take a minute also to define, you know, what is digital medicine, and then that'll lead right into RX Universe. So we at RX.Health define digital medicine as all of the apps, wearables, and therapeutics that have undergone actual clinical trials or studies and have proven that they improve patient outcomes. So this is very different than the e-health apps that we normally think of on your cell phone. For instance, many of the health, wellness, and fitness apps that you use might tell you the number of steps you took or the number of heartbeats that you had, but a digital medicine app would have a very different message, more like, you know, clinical studies have shown that if you use our app for 30 days, your glucose levels are 23% more likely to remain within your target range. So it's a very different message, and there's a very clear distinction. Since we're looking at clinically proven medical results, which is, of course, what it takes to get into health systems. And, you know, the problem is that with over 265,000 health, wellness, and fitness apps, and only about 1 in 100 of those actually having gone through clinical trials or studies, how do doctors know which are the right apps for their patients, and how do they get them into the hands of their patients? And that's really where RX Universe comes in. RX Universe is the system that solves both of those for health systems. First, we at RX.Health curate these clinically proven digital medicine apps so that doctors and health systems know which apps to look at. And then through Prescription Universe, doctors can literally prescribe these digital medicine solutions just the same way that they prescribe medication today. And in fact, in many cases, it makes sense for doctors to prescribe medication and a digital medicine app that's associated, and even health education materials all together as part of a whole care plan for you, the patient. And, you know, that's why the RX.Health name and adopting the RX logo, which is a symbol for prescribing, was such a good fit, because now doctors can actually prescribe digital medicine.
If you would, tell us, what do you mean by prescribing digital medicine to patients?
Sure, that's a great question. Maybe what I can do is give you an example that might really help you see how doctors can prescribe and how patients can adopt digital medicine. So let's say that you went into the doctor and you had high cholesterol. So the doctor in the past would, of course, prescribe you a medication to bring down your cholesterol level. And today he'll still do the exact same thing. But now in conjunction, he can prescribe you an app that will also track your cholesterol levels and ensure that your cholesterol levels are remaining in check. And in some cases, it can even help you with your adherence to the medication, giving you reminders and you know, other notifications. And so the end result is that for the doctor, from his point of view, he goes into his medical record system, and in one click, he prescribes the normal medication. With another click, he prescribes an app, and we can just, you know, make up a name for this one, CholestaTrack, let's say. And you know, you as a patient now on your cell phone receive a text message that says something to the effect of, Dr. Treja has prescribed you ColestaTrack to track your cholesterol levels and adherence to medication. Now, when you as a patient receive that text message onto your cell phone, you click it, and it brings you right into the App Store on either Apple or Android, and brings you right to the app so that you can download and install that app. And, of course, there's no ColestaTrack. I'm just giving you a general example. But we work with the top apps in different specialties to curate them and bring them in front of doctors so that those doctors know which are the best apps to use. As a patient continuing to use those apps, what the information that's recorded in those apps is integrated together with Prescription Universe, so it's brought back to your doctor, which is really powerful because it extends the care that the doctor can provide out beyond just the doctor's hospital setting. So this is really powerful, bringing medicine well beyond the actual doctor's office.
Outstanding, no doubt about it. Now, what do you believe digital medicine's place is in healthcare moving forward?
I think that it's extremely powerful. I think that when we look at the healthcare system and what's necessary to really fix healthcare, you have to think about what can we do to extend care. And a patient usually gets maybe 15 minutes with his doctor, and we like to call it the 1,000 waking hours between doctor visits. So for every 15 minutes with the doctor, there's 1,000 hours for your average chronic condition patient before they're going to see a doctor again. So doctors can't just treat within those 15 minutes. They really need to look at what can be done within those 1,000 hours for care. And digital medicine is just so powerful because these apps have been clinically proven to improve health outcomes during those 1,000 hours that they're not with the doctor. So digital medicine can bridge the gap and allow doctors to extend patient care beyond the clinical setting.
Today we are joined by Mr. Ed Burday, the CEO and co-founder of RX.Health, a healthcare technology company born out of the Mount Sinai Health System, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So Mr. Burday, the benefit to the patient is pretty clear, but what is the benefit to the doctor prescribing digital medicine?
Sure, another great question. So for doctors and for healthcare systems, really what's going on right now is there's a transformation away for what we call fee-for-service. So in the past, when health systems looked at how they go about treating patients, it was in a fee-for-service model. And in fee-for-service, when patients come in, they're treated, and the hospital receives payment for that treatment, and really that's the extent of the financial model for them. But now under value-based healthcare, it's really a different model where the hospital itself has to start to look at what can be done to improve patient outcomes, to reduce readmissions, to reduce repeat procedures, because there are severe penalties for health systems if they don't manage to keep their patient populations healthy and improve outcomes. So there's huge benefits for health systems when you look at value-based healthcare, and then also, MACRA and MIPS now being implemented have really large implications as well. So when you look at MACRA and MIPS and the overall scores and penalties that health systems can face if they don't appropriately treat patients outside of the health system, there's really, really big benefits for both the health systems and then doctor practices as well.
Lastly, I'd be curious, how did you get involved with digital medicine?
Sure. So Ashish, my co-founder in RX.Health, has been working in digital medicine for about 15 years, starting way back at Cleveland Clinic and then at Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, he also runs the Sinai App Lab, building out a lot of these digital medicine solutions, which is where Prescription Universe came from. And I've been a serial entrepreneur for about 20 years with many successes. So, I've pitched a lot I'm constantly pitched for startup ideas to help build out. And I think the biggest thing that enticed me about Prescription Universe was that it completely changes healthcare, right? Healthcare is so broken today. I mentioned it before. The numbers just don't add up. So to have such a revolutionary way of delivering care to patients and actually caring for them ongoing was just amazing to me. you know, plus Ashish is such a powerhouse with amazing connections and speaking and keynoting at conferences. It was a good fit team-wise. And I think overall, just being the hub for digital medicine and having our company literally defining what digital medicine is to the world was too great an opportunity to pass up. It's not often that you get the chance to truly create something that'll be so new and valuable to the world. So really great opportunity for me. I'm very excited, and Ashish also, as we move forward.
Certainly is exciting times in the healthcare space. Again, it is rx.health. Mr. Burday, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and wishing you and the company all the best.
Thanks, Eric, so much. And yeah, as you mentioned, any health systems, if they want to take a look at rx.health, and we'd love to speak further. Thanks so much.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Ed Burday, the CEO and co-founder of rx.health, a healthcare technology company born out of the Mount Sinai Health System. And again, for more information and for contact, visit rx.health. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, it has been our pleasure to have you, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.